kind of waiting for you know, the NFL to conduct its investigation, in which case the truth will come out, and it'll just be another thing that I've had to deal with you know, in my career. But the focus is strictly football now, and I'm glad we get to do that again. I'm not sure, you know, how they envision me playing this year. I never really know how that's going to go. It really depends on the current players in which we have, as well as availability. So, but I think the good thing is I can play at both positions if they need me to. There's no question that I enjoy rushing the passer, but there's times when, you know, we need someone in the middle who can kind of play sideline to sideline. So I'll be ready for, you know, whatever it is that they ask of me. But for the foreseeable future, it looks like, you know, I'm kind of back on the edge. No, it's good to see. You know, I think Dayton is at his most natural position when he's, you know, on the edge. And obviously he's catching up in regards to, you know, dropping in coverage and the nuances of the position. And then obviously you add some rookies into the mix as well. So it makes it very interesting. It makes it so there's, you know, the group is grown that much more, especially when a lot of guys were out during OTAs and the offseason program. So it should be a good competitive training camp, and we should be ready to roll with a lot of depth come season time. I think we got a pretty good team. You know, we've been kind of knocking on the door these last 2 years, and I think this is the year that, you know, we need to, you know, finish that. I think we've got all the players we need to, added some more, getting some players back who are healthy. So, you know, we feel good about this team. And I know it's only the first practice. We have a long way to go, but, you know, hopefully we're in for big things this year.